This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. The second India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable, ISMR, aimed at further strengthening trade and economic ties between the two countries will be held in Singapore today. Four Union Ministers, Nirmala Sitharaman, Piyush Goyal, S. Jayashankar and Ashwini Vaishnav will attend the meeting. During this visit, the ministers will interact with their Singaporean counterparts and leadership. The ISMR is a unique mechanism established to set a new agenda for India-Singapore bilateral relations. Its inaugural meeting was held in New Delhi in September 2022. The second meeting will enable both sides to review various aspects of their strategic partnership and identify new avenues to further elevate and broaden them. Singapore has been a major source of FDI, foreign direct investment, for India. In 2023-24, Singapore was the largest source of these inflows with $11.77 billion investments into Indian markets. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal discussed bilateral trade and investment issues with the global business leaders in Singapore yesterday. In a statement, Ministry of Commerce and Industry said, during the meeting, key discussions were held to explore and enhance investment opportunities between India and Singapore, focusing on mutual growth and collaboration across diverse sectors. The ministry said that the focus was on exploring investment opportunities in India, leveraging the country's economic growth and fostering collaboration across various sectors. Foreign Affairs Minister of Brazil, Mauro Vieira, has arrived in New Delhi yesterday evening on a four-day visit to India. External Affairs Ministry, MEA, said Foreign Minister Vieira's visit will provide further impetus to the strategic partnership between India and Brazil. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar and Mr. Vieira will co-chair the 9th India-Brazil Joint Commission meeting tomorrow. The MEA said, with Brazil holding the G20 presidency this year, the ministers will also discuss how the two countries as Troika can advance key G20 outcomes from the Indian presidency last year. Maharashtra Cabinet, chaired by Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, has approved the implementation of a revised National Pension Scheme, NPS, for state government employees on the lines of the Centre's Unified Pension Scheme, UPS. The revised National Pension Scheme of the state government will be implemented from 1st of March 2024. There are 13.45 lakh state government employees and also from local self-government. Of the 13.45 lakh employees, 8.27 lakh employees are presently covered under the National Pension Scheme. The Cabinet gave its consent based on the report submitted by a high-level committee headed by retired IAS officer Suresh Kumar, which had recommended that the state government should bear the risk of investment in the NPS. As per the revised pension scheme, the employees will get a pension equal to 50% of their last salary plus DNS allowance and 60% of the family pension. The meeting of BJP's Central Election Committee was held in New Delhi to finalise the names of the candidates for upcoming assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda, Union Ministers Amit Shah and Jitendra Singh and other senior leaders of the party were present in the meeting. Festival of Janmashtami, which marks the birth of Lord Krishna, is being celebrated across the country today. Devotees throng to the temples to offer prayers to Lord Krishna. Mathura and Vrindavan in Uttar Pradesh is fully geared to celebrate the birth of Lord Krishna. Thousands of temples, including Banke Bihari Temple, Prem Mandir, ISKCON Temple and Shri Krishna Janmabhumi Temple, have been tastefully decorated in Mathura, the birthplace of Lord Krishna. In SAF Under-20 Championship, India's men's national team will take on Bangladesh in the semi-finals at the ANFA complex in Kathmandu, Nepal today. The match will start at 2:45 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.